This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How could you possibly rule out everybody and say, I'm going to pick a black woman to do anything? That's what Joe Biden did with his vice president. And look how that worked out for him. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. What a racist. I can't even describe for you all the things wrong with that. And Democrats love doing this nonsense. It's a symbolic thing to them. And you know what it is? It is nothing more than guilt. It's guilt, and it's so demeaning. So I'll ask you this question. I was having this discussion with friends of mine. Now, if you guys don't know this, there is a Miss Black America that happens every year. It's the same as there's a Miss America. There is a Miss Black America pageant, and it whatever imagery that you have in your head, it's worse, okay? You ever been, I don't even want to get into it because it'll sound like I'm beating up on black folks and black people accuse me of this, but Miss Black America is so raunchy in comparison to Miss America because that's the way these things are. It's sad to say. But here's what I would ask you. Go to any of your black friends, and I'll use me as an example. I cannot name you a single Miss Black America. I saw the pageant. I've seen three or four of them. They were so gaudy that I couldn't watch them. But here's the point. And by the way, some beautiful women, not all of them, but there were some beautiful women. And I don't know who won. I can't name a single Miss Black America. I don't have any. I can't tell you. Oh, yeah, Miss Black America went on to run this company, or she started this foundation. She's doing an NGO. She's a CEO. Nothing. I never have heard anyone talk about Miss Black America for anything. But I do know this. I know who the first Miss America was who happened to be black. Vanessa Williams. And I'll tell you this, when she won, I knew for a fact she beat every other woman, white, black, brown, yellow, red, cream, egg white, she beat them all. And until the scandal came with her sex pictures or whatever, and she got dethroned, and even when she did, she still remained Miss. You're not taking it away from her. And she went on to do what? Have an amazing career. She is a singer. She's an actress. She's a dancer. She's a model. To this day, it's hard. I can see her face in my own mindset and go, whoa, that, I remember her going, that woman is gorgeous. And she's talented. And she's all the things you want in Miss America. That's legit. She didn't go, well, I'm Miss Black America, so I only... She represented all of America, and she did an amazing job representing Black America. It's the same as Jesse Owens. It's the same as Joe Louis. People that were so good, they represented America, and they just happened to be black. But Joe Biden waters it down. What a disgrace, man, when you think about all the blacks who earned it. That said, I don't care. Look, bring your white folks. Bring whatever color people. Bring your Germans. Whoever you put in front of me, I will defeat. Oh, my gosh. I get just jacked up when I think about Jesse Owens. Jesse Owens didn't just, he wasn't Black America. He represented America and he whooped Hitler's little mustache wearing butt is what he did. But the Democrats relish the prospect of Joe Biden placating to the worst part of human nature, the racist part, the ethnocentrically racist. We need a black. Look, if the best person for that Supreme Court position is a black woman, congratulations. I don't think the best person for that Supreme Court position can have any ideology that is related to Joe Biden's. But if you were to find somebody that fit that ideology and had the credentials, congratulations. You know what these people are? Oh, it should be Kamala Harris or it should be Michelle Obama. Kamala Harris was a horrible attorney. Horrible. She stepped her way to the top. Michelle Obama doesn't even have her law license anymore. And she's a crook. Has her hand out. Oh, man. Anyway, you guys have spoken. There was a new ABC Ipsos poll. The Biden doesn't understand it. America is sick of people going, this needs to be the first gay, the first transsexual, the first this. They're sick of it. The plurality of Americans view the Supreme Court is motivated by partisanship. It's not who's the best person who's going to represent the best legal mind and represent the truth and uphold the Constitution. You can't look at anything that Breyer, Kagan, or Sotomayor have done in the last four or five decisions of note and say to yourself, that was reasoned without politics in mind. Voter ID, that kind of stuff. You can't look at these people and think this. Was conducted by ABC News and Ipsos' knowledge panel. And they did it after Breyer announced he was going to leave. And overwhelmingly, I want to say, it's in the 60 plus, almost 70% of the people in America say, the Supreme Court justice should be chosen on merit. And this guy writes, it must have been painful for ABC to have to publish the results. Liberal dogma would tell us that having a court that, quote, looks like America is not only important, but what most people want to see. And perhaps many of them would be in favor of more racial and gender diversity, but not at the expense of compromising on experience and qualifications. More than three quarters, I was way off, 76% want Biden to consider all possible nominees. 23% want to see him carry through on his campaign pledge of racism and patronizing of black folks. That's what it is. That's clearly what America wants. And you know what Joe Biden's going to do? Biden says, screw you, America. I'll do what I want.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I think you'll love this story. This story's got lots of things that we can kind of pick apart because it's got Democrats, it's got gun control, it's got violence, it's got all of it. And with everything that we talk about on this program, you'll see right through it. You don't need me to be the professor and go to class and show you guys the error of the ways of the story. I will, but I'm saying you'll be getting it before I even get to it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. And here's the gist of the story. A Democratic congressperson's car got shot. And her reaction is priceless. So here's the report. Representative Cori Bush, a Democrat out of Missouri. Now, Cori Bush beat a perennial black stalwart. I forget his name now because I moved. But she defeated him. Out with the old guard, in with the new. And she's as radical a black chick as any of the other members of the Congressional Black Circus. Yet another clown has entered the circus. But on last week, she here's what she said. Any act of gun violence shakes your soul because her car was struck by gunfire on Saturday. Welcome again, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Helping you understand. There's so much news. Somebody has to try to bring you stories, but I don't want to bring you routine stuff. I want to bring you things that I think fit. You know, they're metaphorical. They make you think deeper than just, oh, I learned that AOC made a stupid comment or blah, blah, blah. I want you to have something that you can relate to. And when you're talking to leftists, you can say, yeah, well, let me give you sort of a metaphorical story. And this is a perfect one. Here's what Cori Bush, representative out of Missouri, a Democrat, said after her car was shot. I'm touched by everyone who has reached out. Thankfully, no one was harmed. But any act of gun violence shakes your soul, she wrote on Twitter. That's why our movement is working to invest in our communities, eradicate the root causes of gun violence, and keep everyone safe. Now, her campaign confirmed to one of the periodicals that the gunfire had struck her car early on Saturday in the St. Louis area. Her campaign noted that no one was injured, and they have no reason to believe that she was intentionally targeted. And that's where my mind took over. Kevin Jackson started thinking, what an amazing comment to make. She was not intentionally targeted. I'm shocked by this comment for two reasons. First, she didn't pull a Jussie Smollett and blame Trump supporters for shooting up her car. After all, isn't that usually the leftist playbook? Well, my car was sitting out there and said, two white supremacist looking dudes wearing MAGA hats walked by my car and shot it up, right? I'm shocked that she that her campaign didn't say, you know what, we could blame this on some Trump supporters and get away with it. We could say they did drive-by. We could say they targeted you, Representative Bush. Now, if you're thinking about it, I know you're probably, you know what, Kevin, that's true. It would have been just, that's what Democrats do, man. It would have been just as legit, but they didn't do it. And let me tell you why I think they didn't do it. Jussie Smollett. They know we're on to them. Because that would have been a perfect opportunity. So that's number one. Number two, the reason why the comment that they don't believe she was intentionally targeted struck me as odd and it shocked me is apparently you can just be driving around St. Louis or in this case have a parked car and it can get shot for nothing. You don't have to road rage. You don't have to be targeted. Bullets are flying around St. Louis just because. Now understand this. St. Louis is, per capita, the most dangerous city in the country. I'm so glad my house sold in St. Louis. I don't know whether those people looked at crime stats, but I was almost tempted to get a hacker to put a bubble around my neighborhood and go, oh, no, there's no crime in my neighborhood because there's a ton of it. But, yeah, they looked up. They knew it. They were moving. The couple was moving from San Antonio. They loved the house. The house was stunning. It was gorgeous. But I was so happy to get that bad boy sold. Now, here's the story. It continues. News reports noted that the Missouri congresswoman was not in the car at the time of the shooting. So that's why they go, well, they weren't targeting her. Well, they might have been sending a message. Now, they go on. A St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department spokeswoman said in a statement that she was, quote, unable to locate an incident in our jurisdiction matching this description when asked about the incident. So what she's saying is we have the police have these triangulation things where they can tell where a gunshot comes out. And they can't figure out when her car got shot. They said it wasn't immediately clear if the incident had specifically happened in the city of St. Louis. Where else would it have happened? It wasn't going to happen in the suburbs where all them white folks are, those Trump supporters. They said, nor was any further information regarding provided regarding where the vehicle was. So they don't want to tell. This is like the Democrats. They aren't going to tell you where the vehicle was because Cori Bush was probably up to no good. So they just said, the car got shot. We don't know how it got shot. We don't know when it got shot. But thankfully, we all survived. And here's the other thing that you should consider. It's a sympathy play. My car got shot. Luckily, I was not in it, and neither was anybody else. And so it's all good in the hood. But we just want to let you know that we're all good. And gun violence, gun violence, gun violence, gun violence. So Bush doesn't know when her car got shot. The car was parked. Then somebody, I guess, noticed the gunshot or gunshots. Will there be any investigation into this matter? Because this is a matter of public safety, one would think. If bullets are whizzing by somewhere, I want to know where. Yeah. But what she wanted to make clear was her stance on guns.
The Missouri Congresswoman has previously supported gun control measures, including enhanced background checks and bipartisan background checks act last year.
Every single day, gun violence is claiming the lives of St. Louis, she said in a statement. Last March, because two bills were passed in the House. The devastation and trauma that gun violence has inflicted on our community is unbearable, unjust, and unconscionable. Yeah, and I'm sure that gun that shot her car acted on its own. Because that's what Bush indicates. And do you think she will care whether or not the gun who committed this act was legal or not? Were you illegal? Did you get into the country legally or illegally, Mr. Gunn?
I'm sorry, I don't speak English.
Not speak English. Gun violence, folks, is not what plagues St. Louis. Leftism plagues St. Louis. Because the most dangerous thing in America is unchecked leftism. And here's something else you need to know. The biggest existential threat to mankind is unchecked leftism.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of jobs are still available for those looking for work. The Labor Department saying there were nearly 11 million job openings in December. That's a more than 1% increase from November and above what analysts had forecast. More than 4.3 million people quit their jobs. Texas is preparing for another winter storm to hit the state this week. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says power outages could result from multiple scenarios.
It could be either ice on power lines that would cause a power line to go down, or it could be ice on trees that causes a tree to fall and on power lines and cause the power line to go down.
President Biden is meeting with the Senate Judiciary Committee leaders to discuss the Supreme Court vacancy today. This is USA Radio News. A Monmouth University poll asked people if it agreed with the following statement. It's time we accept that COVID is here to stay and we just need to get on with our lives. According to the poll, 70% agreed with the statement, while 28% disagreed. Among Republicans, 89 agreed with the statement and 9 disagreed. Among independents, 71 agreed and 26% disagreed. Democrats were nearly evenly divided, with 47% agreeing with the statement, but 51% disagreeing. Tom Brady has finally said he is done. After reports of his retirement surfaced Saturday and fueled days of rampant speculation, the quarterback said in an Instagram post he's retiring from the NFL. The quarterback, drafted out of Michigan in the 7th round, won 7 Super Bowl titles, 6 of them with the New England Patriots and the final one with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I said the other day, I said, where's the newest version, the newest variant? We hadn't had a variant in a long time. Omicron, we learned, was actually good for you. I actually heard some ladies talking about it. Old ladies were, well, I heard that if you get Omicron, it's good for you. And I was just cracking up because they were debating on should they, because one of their, I told you guys this, their golf, it was a golf thing, and they, one of their friends had gotten Omicron. They go, well, you should just show up because I heard it's good for you. And they were talking about, you know, vaccines and all this. So it was an interesting conversation. I love overhearing people talk about this stuff because that's real life. You know, that's a little polling that you sort of do for yourselves. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So I was joking that, you know, we need a new crisis because Omicron isn't killing anybody. People are beginning to wake up and going, whoa, why are we not dying? Why are my friends getting it and not dying? Why are we still doing lockdowns? Why are we still wearing masks? Why are you still pushing vaccines? Why are you still talking about you can't go here, there, etc.? And I told you in another show, I said, we're winning. They're losing in the battle because people are finally waking up. The other day I talked about Canadian truckers. I talked about Wu Flu test. And by the way, these tests are being made in China. Made in China. Who knows what the test could probably give you some infection. Holy crap, man. Can we do something in the United States if we control Joe Biden? But anyway, just like that, Omicron morphed. We need to start measuring, folks, how long it takes before new variants of Wu Flu occur so we can kind of time it out. And I've given you all of them. Alpha, Beta, Epsilon, Lambda, Mu, Omicron, Delta. I left out Delta. So there's been all these iterations, and Delta was the one that was going to kill us all because it was infectious. And then, oh boy, Omicron's out there, so let's all go back to lockdowns and let's re-put the mask on. Oh, it turns out Omicron's very infectious, but very weak, aka the common cold. And so suddenly people were like, uh-oh. What do we do now? If it's getting weaker and weaker and it's doing what viruses do as it morphs and the body, you know, herd immunity comes in and all these other things that they don't want to talk about, what do we do then? Well, we got Omicron. It's Omicron. This latest version, folks, is the new and improved version of Omicron, the variant of the variant. Has to be new and improved, right? And, of course, it has to be more deadly than its benign predecessor because Omicron isn't killing anybody.
And for the vax Nazis that listen to the program, what say you? What say you about vax?
Oh, Kevin, it's the vaccinations that are doing it for us.
No, it's not, because the vaccinations don't do anything with Omicron. And by the way, while we're on the subject, the vaccinations don't do anything about any of them. The vaccination gives you a false sense of security. It's like you having a lock on your front door and go, well, people can't get into my house. Yeah, they can. All they got to do is break a window. All they got to do is kick your door in. But you locked it, right? So you're safe. Let me tell you, if a thief wants to get in, it's getting in. If Omicron wants to get into your body or any other version of Wu Flu, it's going to get in. And there is nothing, repeat, nothing the government can do. And if you believe that that vaccine is going to do it for you, good. Have that false sense of security.
That's like saying, my car's got a bunch of metal around me. If I hit something, I'm going to survive.
Yeah, well, if you go off that cliff, get back with me. Let me know how that works out. You hit an 18-wheeler. Let's see how you're doing, Gippy. It's a false sense of security. The best security for you is you. I don't care whether you're talking about,
well, Kevin, we have police.
A police is a good secondary bit. It's a good backup, but it is not better than you protecting yourself. Period. What part of this is am I losing these vax Nazis on? Who knows better when you're feeling sick? Some guy that tells you,
oh, well, you could have this,
what they call it, where you don't know you're sick.
Asymptomatic.
If you're asymptomatic, you ain't sick. You know how you know you're sick? Because you go, I don't feel well. I've never had anybody go, you know, I'm asymptomatic, but I don't feel well. I sense something's wrong with me. If your arm is hurt, if I've had to pull muscles. When I get ready to run track, I knew I wasn't up to it. I would go, ooh, man, I had a muscle twinge. That's when I knew. It wasn't asymptomatic. I already had soreness. I had something that tipped me off. And anybody that buys into this nonsense, fine, buy into it. You want to be an idiot? I ain't mad at you. But you are an idiot. Let me go back to this. So, new and improved Omicron. So here's what CNBC said. There are already dozens of cases across almost half of the U.S. of a new COVID subvariant that's even more contagious than the already highly transmissible Omicron variant. Nearly half of the U.S. states have confirmed the presence of BA.2, with at least 127 known cases nationwide as of Friday. Wow! So, okay, let's do the old contagion map and figure out that in the next 45 days, with 6 degrees of separation, all of America's going to have it. And I'm going to make you a prediction. It won't kill more than 1,000 people. Now, I know.
Kevin, if we could just save one life, man.
Okay. Do I need to tell you that the common cold kills 4,500 people a year? What about suicides? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I can tell you that kills more than 1,000 people. That 1,000 was not my expert opinion, because I would have just been pulling it up from between my buttocks. It might kill 100. Let's go on, because we'll get into the experts. Quick recap. Dozens of cases, folks, have cropped up. And it's even more contagious and measurably so. How do they know? And I saw this further into the thing. It says the subvariant is 1.5 times more transmissible than the original Omicron strain, referred to by scientists as BA.1. According to Staten Serum Institute, which conducts infectious disease surveillance for Denmark. They said, the new sublineage doesn't appear to further reduce the effectiveness of vaccines against symptomatic infection, according to the UK Health Security Agency. So here's what they do. They write an article, and they give you all these grant, you know, oh, this agency and that agency in Denmark and the UK and all of us. And they say it's the subvariant is 1.5 times more transmissible. How do they know? At what period did 127 people, did we have 127 known cases of Omicron? At what period? I want to know how you measured that. See, that's my curious mind. It goes, if you're going to give me a statistic, it's 1.5 more, then tell me how you got there. But they can't. And here's the other thing they're not going to tell you. It's 15 times less deadly. They didn't give us a number for that. They gave us it's even more infectious. Because that's supposed to scare you. See, the infection rate is what's supposed to get you. We now have 1,000 cases. 15. Look at the number of cases and how fast the number of cases of the sublineage is growing. And then you ask one simple question to get you kicked off social media. Well, how many people are dying? I'm just curious. Asking for a friend. He's black. Is that okay? They won't tell you. They don't want to tell you because they know that there's no reason for panic, but they got to get you worked up. And this is what bothers me about the left. If they would look, as I've said many times, and I don't care what it is, this is, folks, this is food for life here. Don't you want to know the truth? If your kid comes home and says, hey, Dad, this is what happened at school today, blah, 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 and you're like, is that the truth? Because before I'm going to respond, I don't know whether to go talk to the teacher, the principal, or whatever, but I have to know you're telling me the truth. Because the last thing you want to get up there is get up there and clown in front of a principal or student or teacher and find out that your kid was lying. Right? You got a problem at work. Oh, we've got a problem with the substrate. You know, it's got too many impurities or whatever. You want to know the truth. You want to know what the potential problem is. You can't solve it unless you know the truth. But Democrats don't like giving you the truth. Because the truth will make you take a completely different course of action. You're going to recognize that they're a bunch of liars that want nothing more than your submission and your money. And that's why they won't give you the truth. We come back, we're going to talk about new development in Wu Flu as it pertains to Sweden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I talk often about these narratives, these lies falling apart for the left, and I give you lots of evidence. And what I try to do on this show every day, and mixing up what we talk about, is keep it vibrant, but also let you know that when I talk about winning, I'm not looking for things. It's not like I'm out there going, oh, I gotta make my audience feel a particular way. Look, if I didn't feel it, I would tell you. And I want to say this. Some of this you may feel, but I sense your anxiety. Many times you write to me at the KevinJackson.com network, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Yeah, not that other thing. Or you send me a note and you call the show, 844-551-8255, and you tell me, Kevin, I don't feel what you're feeling. You know, I have angst. I have it. I get it. I get it. And here's the good news. Your feeling is right. This is what they'll teach you in counseling is whatever you're feeling, it could be wrong to the other person, but it's right for you. If you feel neglected by your mate and your mate doesn't feel like they're neglecting you, both of you are technically right. But here's the thing about being in a relationship. It's not about right and wrong, is it? It's about having the other person feel like that their needs are being met. So if you feel neglected, you have a responsibility to say to the person who doesn't feel like they're neglecting you that despite what you feel, here's what I'm feeling. And if you have a good mate, they'll listen. They'll go, you know what? I don't feel that way because I think I'm doing these things. And you know what that is? That's all about love language, right? I'm giving you some Dr. Feel here and some Dr. Feel Good. But here's what I will tell you. In politics, nobody's looking to validate you on the other side. See, I could say to the other side, hey, you feel like the world is racist, it's homophobic, it's all these different things. And I don't feel like it is that way. So if we're going to work together, let's understand why you're having these feelings, and let's understand why I don't agree with those feelings, and let's see if we can come to common ground. That's really the way politics and debate is supposed to work. But when the other side wholly ignores you, now you got a problem. Now, see, we conservatives, we bought into it. They said, you guys are racially blah, blah, blah. And you go, ooh, maybe we are. White folks on the conservative side are looking at themselves going, you know, I never thought about it, but maybe indeed I have been a little bit too more racist than I thought I was. Maybe I am intrinsically racist. And they've got you thinking about it, which is more than they're going to ever do for you. So here's what I say to you. I say to you this. This is the best advice can give you and I've given to anybody else. The number one form of abuse is self-abuse. So while somebody can tell you, here's what I think you're doing to me, you don't have to accept it. Now, again, I go back to, we want to find this common ground, right? But you can't find common ground with people who don't want to even give you a chance. So, whether it's WooFlu vaccines or whatever, what do we say? Let's just use that as an example. What do we say? We say, look, if you want to get the shot, get the shot. I'm not going to get the shot. You're not going to get the shot. You're trying to kill people. Wow. I mean, that's your common ground, huh? If I don't get the shot, I'm killing people. You can have all the evidence you want. That's what these people think. I played you what Trudeau said the other day. This is the guy that wants you to believe that if you don't get the shot, you're trying to hurt people. It's insane. And then we find out that, well, they were wrong. They're starting to backtrack. Vax Nazis are getting a rude awakening, and it's long overdue. These self-appointed health nuts have held dominion over free nations for far too long. And I vowed that the next person who dare comment on a mask or tell me to get a death poke will get a physical challenge from me. And I vow to kick their vax Nazi butts. I'm cleaning it up. But I'm tired. Look, if you want to make a suggestion to me or have a conversation about it, I'm all for it. But you're not going to dictate to me what I do with my life. These people have lost their minds. They are so easily tricked by Fauci the fraud and his ilk. And as you guys have heard me say a lot of times on this show, anyone willingly wearing a mask or getting a death poke who demands others do the same should kick their own butts. Because I'm telling you, if you come at me, I'm going to come at you back hard. Embarrassingly so. Along with mountains of data disputing every aspect of this WooFlu nonsense, this scam, we move from the ridiculous to the sublime. We are now being told that the Omicron variant has a variant. These scam artists reached the end of the Greek alphabet, apparently stopping at Omicron, and now we get BA2 or some other variant nonsense. And the problem that they have with it versus BA1 is BA1 didn't kill very many people, if it killed anybody at all. So they got to try to do something different. And while Captain Demento's administration, led by Fauci the fraud, continues this push for vaccinations and boosters and masks, the rest of the world is starting to wake up. Case in point, Sweden. Sweden has now announced that they do not recommend the Wu flu vaccine for kids. And they gave a very simple reason. In fact, they use the same reason. Pay attention to me, people. I'm preaching now. That's what they say. That's what they say in Black Baptist churches. A black pastor will take this moment and make it last 15 minutes as he starts to, I heard the Lord. But I ain't going to do that to you. They use the same reason, the rationale for not having kids vaxxed as they should for having adults not get vaxxed. You want to know what it is? The risk outweigh the benefits. That's it. You may be thinking, Kevin, I'm waiting for some big revelation from you, brother. You tend to be deep. I know I tend to be deep. That's it. The risk outweigh the benefits. If you knew the real truth about vaccinations, you would know this for yourself. The risk outweigh the benefits. And what's funny, they ridicule, who was it? John Stockton, basketball player, who said, I know 100 basketball players who either died or suffered debilitating. Oh, look at him. He's over there spreading misinformation. His own alma mater. This is a guy. Look, I don't know. Think what you want. He's a main. When a guy like him is from your school, you should be exalting him. You should be praising him. But the minute you become anti-vax, anti-this vax, well, they got to take away all your awards and stuff. See, that's why I tell you, don't rely on anybody to make you feel good about yourself. Remove my awards. Take them away. Kevin, you are stricken from SMU. No problem. Still the same person. They don't make you. It's funny when I tell people all the time, we're very wealthy people. Don't donate to your alma mater. And they're like, well, I got to support because, you know, then I'll get kicked out of the club. I'm like, really? It means that much to you to go hang out with a bunch of old guys from Harvard than to stand your ground, than to be a person of substance. God. I know a guy who gives millions of dollars to Harvard every year, and we had this conversation where he was like, Kevin, I gotta do it, you know, cause he gets on, you know, they send him all the stuff. Hey, you're one of our big donors. Woohoo! Sweden is not gonna let these kids get shots anymore. Team Demento, folks, has known for 2 years that the risk outweigh the benefits. Democrats railed against vaccinations under Trump. But post-coup, these leftist butt monkeys went all in for the big theft. And after stealing $6 trillion, they sense that they can't get any more blood from a turnip, so now they're reversing course. Here's what you can expect. Fauci the fraud will start looking at guidance from other countries, and the CDC is going to follow suit. In a year, Democrats are going to say, no harm, no foul. As they continue running from the damage done in this scam, as they watch people dying and they can't explain it, people in their 40s and 50s dying earlier than that, and they're going to push it off. Oh, it's no big deal. Look at the number of people who died. Bob Saget and the other comedian, Louis Anderson, jabbed. Oh, it had nothing to do with that. Louis was fat. Well, Bob Saget wasn't fat. He was planning his trip. He was planning his tour. He wasn't fat. Look at the number of people dying that ain't dying like my poor little cousin in a road rage incident. But look at these non-black folks dying and then in these young ages, and tell me it's not related to Wu Flu. Because you're not going to sell it to me. I have to leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.